This, 6 lines from the bottom, the two dots. All right, so just the chazu yesterday stuff. No, I'm kidding. But all right, so yesterday we were discussing. We had a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. Someone who was makdish his nechassim, and he had things that were he had animals, things that were roy to be put on the mizbeach, and he had other things that were not roy to be put on the mizbeach. So the things that are not roy to be put on the mizbeach, we say certainly are hektish, but what kind of kedusha do they have? They have kedushas by the gabbais. The discussion was, what about the things that are roy to be put on the mizbeach? Do you say that just like the things that can't be put on the mizbeach are kodesh kedushas by the gabbais, this will also be kodesh kedushas by the gabbais? Or do you say that no, being it's roy to be put on the mizbeach, and we know that Allah is a matfis tmimim over baseis, so people are not just going to go ahead and take something that can be put on the mizbeach and make it kodesh b'kedushas b'dei gabbais, so it becomes kodesh b'kedushas mizbeach. So we had a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said everything is kodesh b'kedushas b'dei gabbais. Although everything is kodesh b'kedushas, therefore what you need to do is you need to sell it, take the money, and use it b'dei gabbais. Stating that when you sell the animals, you have to sell it to someone who's going to use it as a carbon, because it's a gemara in Tumura that says that someone who's makdish tamimim lebedek gabayis ain't a yoytzim yedem mizbeach la'olam. Meaning, it's kodesh kedushas bedek gabayis. You have to sell it and take the money, buy, use it for bedek gabayis. But the animal itself, the thing that was roy la'krova, has to be used le'hakrova. Rabbi Shua argues. Rabbi Shua says, no, it's kodesh kedushas mizbeach. So what do you do? Oh, not so simple. The zcharim, the males that are roy la'karbon oila, can be brought straight on the mizbeach as a karbon oila. The nekevis that are not roy to be brought as a karbon oila. That what are they right to be brought as? A shlamim. Shlamim's brought binadava, and it's brought binakeva as it is bizachar. So you take the animal, you sell it, take the money, and buy it to bring a carbon oil. So as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, take it, sell it, use the proceeds for bedakabayas, take it, sell it, use the proceeds, you don't have to take it, sell it, take the proceeds, and use it to buy a carbon oil. What do you do with the animal? You sell it to someone who needs a shlomim. So you have the idea of eini yotzim edei mizbeach la'olam, eini yotzim edei shlomim la'olam, because that's what it was roy. But however, there's also halacha that has the money that you're going to use is going to have to be brought la'olam. Why? So yesterday it's learned out of a pasuk. So, because it's the mufkar, right, oilam, right, it's learned out of a pasuk. That is regarding karbonos. What about other things? So that's the last lines in the Mishnah. What if you had something that's ready to go on the Mizbeach, but it wasn't an animal? Hamakdish nechasa v'hoyu behen dvar merim v'gabim Mizbeach, such as yenois, shmonim v'oifois, wine, oil, and oifois, birds. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, here there's a discussion, is it Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Lazar? We'll assume it's Rabbi Lazar. If it's Rabbi Eliezer, it gets complicated. How does this shtim with Rabbi Eliezer of the beginning of the Mishnah? So let's say it's Rabbi Lazar. You machru l'tzarcha oisei amin. What you do is you sell it for someone who needs yayin, shemen, or oifois. You take the money that you get from selling it, and what do you do with it? V'yavi b'dmeyem oilois. You buy an oilois behema. Meaning, very similar to Rabbi Shua's halacha. Just like Rabbi Shua's halacha, if you are makdish an animal, that's roi l'shlamim. You can't just bring it as a shlamim. You have to take the animal, sell it to someone that needs a shlamim. Take the proceeds and buy an oilas behema. So too, if you had yayin shemen or oifos, same idea. Sell it to someone who needs yayin shemen and oifos. Take the proceeds and use it to buy an oilas behema. So Zokti Gemar, Rabbi Bo B'Shem Rish Lakish, time of the Rabbi Lazar, the time of Rabbi Lazar that says, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that why can't the Oila at least be brought as an Oila? Let's say the Oif was roy to be brought as an Oila as an Oif. Why do you have to sell it and take the proceeds and buy an Oila as Behema? Just bring it as an Oila as an Oif. Meaning, even though we know there's a Shittas Rabbi Yeshua, when a person is Makdish something stan, that's roy to go on the Mizbeach, his Kavan is Oila. That's why if there was an Akeva, you don't just bring it as a Shlamim. You sell it to someone that needs a Shlamim, take the money and buy an Oila as Behema. But here there is something that's roy to be brought as an oil. The oif. So bring it as an oil, an oif. So it's not from a pasik. Tamid Rabbi Lazar, Tabar Lahan Vabonov, Vagomer, Ashiakriva Lashem La Oila. Hakol Korev Oila. It's always supposed to only Makdish Stam, he always wants Oila. That was the Joshua Ligmar brought earlier. Lutzenchem Tomim Zachar, Yachal Filu Oif is what we learn from there. I would have thought even an oil, so if it's right, even an oif, so if it's right for an oil, an oif, bring it as an oil, so if Tamil Loimer, Babakar. Bakar Veloi, Oilois. Rabbi Yemiyav Rabun, Parchia Havi Yesivon, Vamir Taman. What I say? Rabbi Yirmiv Rabun Bachia, Havi Yesivun Va'amrin Tama. I told you not to listen. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Taimid Rab Shimon. Taimid Rab Shimon is, Shekein Akeva Sheba Oif, Ksheiro Lavoyoila, Vekoy Omar Hochein. This is a kasha, okay? So what's the kasha? So we had yesterday a shayla. If somebody is mafrish a nekeva for a carbon that needs to be brought zachar, such as oila, pesach, and asham, is it oisa tmura or is it not oisa tmura? What's the shayla? Is it chal kedushas aguf? Or is it only chal kedushas damim? It's kachim mizbeach. Is it a kedushas aguf or is it kedushas damim? If it's kedushas aguf, it's oisa tmura. If it's kedushas damim, it is in oisa tmura. Reb Shimon, in this, there were three shittas in the Mishnah. Two in Reb Shimon. There was a stam Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Reb Yehud in the name of Reb Shimon. The stam Reb Shimon said, it depends. Hamafresh akeva oila is oisa tmura. Hamafresh akeva pesach shlamim, pesach and asham is in oisa tmura. Why was hamafresh akeva oila oisa shlamim? We said because even though the oila itself is not bab in a keva, but the oila itself is bab in a keva. So the oila has a shaychis to an akeva because the oila. That means if someone's mafresh in a keva for an oilas behema, it's chal kedushas aguf. Why? Because an oilas oif is bab in a keva, like a svara. Therefore, the nekeva la'oila is chal kedushas aguf. What are we saying in our sugya? The person was makdish his oif stam. His kavana was oilas behema. Therefore, you have to sell the oilas oif. Sell the oif to someone who needs an oilas oif, and you're going to take it, and you're going to buy with the money oilas behema. What did you really do? You were makdish an oif l'shem oilas behema. From the fact that you could sell this animal tells you that it's not chal kedushas aguf. Because if it was chal kedushas aguf, you wouldn't be able to sell it.
It's just money.
Can't be paid it. Must be it's only chal kedushas damim. So if someone's makdish an oif l'oilas behema, it's not chal kedushas aguf. So the Gemara asks a geshmakis k'sach. If someone's makdish an akeva, a behema that's in a keva, lo oilas ha'oif, it's chal kedushas aguf because it's oisa tmura, because it's roi, because the oilas ha'oif could have been in a keva. Yet if someone's makdish an oif, the shame oilas behema, it's not chal kedushas aguf. And the keva lo oilas behema is chal kedushas aguf because it's roi la'oif. But the oif itself lo oilas behema is not chal kedushas aguf because you see that you could sell it. So the Gemara has a problem with that. Amar Rabbi Yosi, I think about it. Actually, is right. It makes sense. Amar Rabbi Yosi kiyamte kodam Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira. I said pshat in this as follows because there's a klal. Kol she'ini chaluli karev lohiv lo domer lo kachal lo hektish domen. Va'at Amar Yos. So you're saying very good. Meaning every time you have an animal that if you're going to be makdish kedushas aguf, you won't be able to do anything with it. It automatically becomes kedushas damen. We'll explain this in a second. So va'at Amar Yos. So you're saying very good. Like kriv inat yachol, you can't be makrivit. Dichse babalka v'leyoyfus. Leftoise inat yachol she'in loyf pidyon. Lefum kein tzarich meimel lekatcha el kedushas damen. Says you're right. Based your little svara makes a lot of sense. But you know why over here it's going to be chal kedushas damen not kedushas aguf? Because if it's chal kedushas aguf, you're going to be stuck. In the case of the behema mafresh nekeva la'oila, it could be chal kedushas aguf. Why could it be chal kedushas aguf? Because you're not stuck. Why aren't you stuck? It's chal kedushas aguf. How are you going to be paid it? You're going to wait for it to get a mum, and then you're going to be paid it. But we know there's a klal. Tamas v'zachris b'behema, vein tamas v'zachris b'oifes. A mum doesn't affect a oif. It doesn't affect it l'kula, and it doesn't affect it l'chumra. It doesn't affect it l'kula, in that an oif that has a mum, you can be makrav on the mizbech, with some exceptions. It don't, maybe mechusar ivri you can't, but in general, there's no parsha of tamas when it comes to an oif. It also doesn't affect it l'chumra. In that, ordinarily, when something that's kaddish, kedushas mizbech, kedushas aguf, has a mum, it's psuli amakdash, you can be poided. An oif, since there's no parish of mumin, you can't be poided. So by the mafresh nekeva la'oila, you're right, it could be chal kedushas aguf. It's chal kedushas aguf, what am I going to do with it? I can't bring it as a carbon, you can't bring it in a keva la'oila. You're right, what you'll do is you'll be poided. How am I going to be poided? Wait till it gets a mum, and then you'll be poided. But if someone's mafresh and oif for oilas behema, I can't be makrivit because it's oilas behema, not oilas oif. It's the wrong kedusha. I also can't be poided because if it's chal kedushas aguf, there's no partial movement, there's no psulei hamikdash in my oifis. So I'm going to be stuck. That's why it has to be chal kedushas damim. So you're right. In theory, a nekeva l'oila shouldn't be better than an oif l'oilas behema. But it's a svara that here you can be poided, so we'll let it be chal kedushas aguf. Therefore, it's a tmura. Here you can't be poided, so therefore it won't be chal any kedushas aduf. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eber bar Nagri, Omar Kumi Rabbi Elo. B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Taimu dehein. Who's hein? So the third shita that we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, that said that Amafresh nekeva wa oila or chatos or oila or pesach or asham is never oisa tmura. Why is it not oisa tmura? So you learn to have a pasuk. It says v'mkol behema tmeya actually akriv imenu carbon l'Hashem. So that's a pasuk that talks about behemas tmeyos that you can't bring it as a carbon. So what do? You're poided. So the Gemara asks Akasha. Ma tamalei tmeya. It says a behema that's tmeya, meaning not literally tamei. You just can't bring it. It's not kosher. Ashalei akriv imenu. Which is, again, it's not kosher. It's a double lashon. It's redundant. Ela afilu tmei ba'yisei Hashem. Even if it is Tomei b'Oisei Hashem, meaning even if it's something that really is kosher, it's just puzzle for this, like an akeva. An akeva, a female animal, you could bring as a carbon, just not as an oila, just not as a pesach, not as an oshan. Even something like that, you could go ahead and you could be paida. So what do you see from there if you could be paida? It's not kedushas aguf. It's not kedushas aguf. It's ein oisa tmura. V'kasha. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Because bedoksev v'hemet v'herech. If you look at the pasuk later, it says that the kohen before he's poided is going to have to do what's called hamada and haracha. This is real kachem stuff. But the point is, you can't just be poided. You have to bring it to the kohen, and they have to put. They bring together a little bezdin, a little tribunal, and they decide how much is it worth, how much can we be poided for. And being that it's being done al pi bezdin, that shows that there must be some level of kedusha. And if we're talking about a nekeva loyla, it wouldn't require hamad and harocha. So that was his problem, that you can't tell me that that pasuk is talking about a nekeva loyla and bring a raya that nekeva loyla doesn't have kedusha zaguf, because if it was talking about nekeva loyla, there wouldn't be hamad and harocha. He said to the contrary. He brought a raya from this pasuk, not like Shimon ben Yehuda, that you could be poided. Why elavim kol behema tmei asher le'akrivu mimenu karban Hashem kol she'ine roi likarev loy kan v'loy kan v'makarach inei setmura. The only time it's inei setmura is when it's tmei asher le'akrivu mimenu karban Hashem. It's a legit tmei, but something that is only tamei for this particular carbon, like in a keva loyla, there it's going to be oisat mura. Yos is the keva loyla. Afa b'shein a ruli karev kan, but roi likarev makam achar. Rab abun v'rabun. Ba'un kumi reb zera. Hare a reve van nirva. What about a reve and a nirva? In a really cut it. Leikan. The leibe makam acher. It's being recorded. The leibe makam acher. Vare hey nois in tmura. And you see that it is. You see that it's ois in tmura. So you see that something that would be roy, something else, is oisat mura. Amaloin afani lo yamarti ela tmei mamish. I was talking about something that's tmei mamish, that's in oisat mura. The kasha, but the Gemara asks, bedoksi v'hemet v'herech. Again, it says hamada v'arocha, and it says hamada v'arocha. So it's mashma that we're talking about something that is going to be oisat mura. Zok to Mishnah. Achas l'lamid yoin mishar nas alishka. Once every 30 days. Excel. All right. So the Gizbar in Hektish used to need, used to put orders in for all the different things that he was going to need in order to run the Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis. So how often, right, purchasing. So how often did they do purchasing? Once in 30 days. Everything that we're going to have in this next paragraph, we've already learned. They did it once in 30 days, besides for that line of Achas L'Shoshim Yom. How did they do it? Call him a Kabbalah of the Sakat Sultas. So somebody who took upon himself to be a vendor of Hektish, he did so at his own risk. Why? Because, let's say he agreed to sell Hektish Me'arba, four for a dollar, or sella, or a shekel. Amdu mishalish, and now they went up in price. Not four for a dollar, it's not 25 cents each. Now it's three for a dollar, it's 33 cents each. Yisopik midalit. So they're going to have to give four. They locked into the price, right? You have no choice. So that makes sense. The chiddush is the other way. What about mishalish? They agreed three for a dollar, and now the amdu midalit, they went down a price. Now it's four for a dollar. So what's the halacha? Yisopik midalit. Exactly. Yisopik midalit. You know, no one told you at a closing, you know. If I'm the medalit, so what's the halacha? You saw the medalit. Doesn't matter. Even though you agreed on three, now it went down in price, you're going to have to give it at the cheaper price. Shiyad hektish al yoina. Another halacha. In Hislia, we had this as well. In Hislia Silas. It's a guy sells, right, hektish, a huge shipment of Silas. And they have it sitting in the storehouse for a month. At the end of the month, they want to use it and they see it's spoiled. So they call it back. It's spoiled. Sir, it wasn't spoiled a month ago. You know, did you leave it in a room that was room temperature? You know, so Hislia Silas, Hislia Loi. So who loses out? Heck, the seller loses out. Then Hechmetz Yayin, Hechmetz Loi. Why? Because Einam Akabel Ma'osav. The Kenyan is not Chal. Achiyem is Bech Meratza. Until they mamish, they're ready to put it on the Mizbeach. When you're gonna get the Ritzui? Until that point. Tony, we learned in a Braiso. Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon said Miyado Einam Akabel Ma'osav. They were koine everything right away. Transaction was consummated on the spot, COD. That Kohanim's reason him. Aye, why aren't you concerned that the schayra may get spoiled and you're going to run in, Hektish is going to lose money? The Kohanim was reason. If there's reason, we don't have to be concerned with it. Hadron Allah, Perechat
Shulah. This is not a contradiction to this last halach is not a contradiction to what we already said about you have to wait until product is actually used.
This is this halach, Rav Shimon argues. This is Rav Shimon. That's the halach of the Mishnah. Right.
The issue
That is the discussion. That's what the Tanakhama, that's what the Mishnah, the Chacham and the Mishnah say. Shimon and the Braisa argue is not that way. And you want to know what about the three and the four and the four and the three? What are the first halacha of the Mishnah?
He argues on the first halacha as well, or just on the last halacha?
Not sure. I would think maybe only the...
Meaning on the take back. No,
Shimon was talking, it wasn't talking about the three or four, he was talking about
the take back.
Right. Is Sliya or Hichmetz? Right. Is Sliya HaSoyles or Hichmetz Hayai?
He wasn't referring to the Yad Hektish always gets the better end of the deal.
Alright, let's go. Ready to roll?
I think you would agree that he's still getting better end.
Right, now with regards to the first halacha of the Mishnah, right. Talk to Mishnah. Elohein HaMamunah. So the next to the rest of the daf is beautiful. Elohein HaMamunim. These were the people that were in charge. These were what does literally Mamunah mean? The people that had shtellers in the Beis HaMikdash. So the people that had shtellers, right? They had jobs. And or somebody, you know. So Elohein HaMamunim. You'll tell me if anyone in BMG has any of these shtellers. And if they do, we have a problem. That's sweet.
A job.
I think. Eloi na memunim. Shahoyu ben Mikdash. Yoichanan ben Pinchas. Yoichanan ben Pinchas. Ala Chaisamas. He was in charge of the Chaisamas. What does the Chaisamas mean? So how does it work? As follows. The way it worked was is that somebody comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he needs to bring a carbon. So we said there's a little gift shop, the concession stand. He needs yayin, soy, l'shemen. So he buys his yayin, soy, l'shemen. So you don't get it right away. First, you give him the money. They give you a little receipt. You take the receipt, you bring it to the other department. They come to you on the plane and they give it to you, right? So you go to you go down the hall and they give you the actual thing. See, Yochanan ben Pinchas was ala chesavos. He was in charge of the receipts. Achia ala nesachim. He would actually give you the merchandise that you purchased. Masya ben Shmuel ala paisos. Right, Mishnah Yuma. There were four paisos in the Beis Hamikdash. Who was in charge of the geiralos? Masya ben Shmuel. Psachia was in charge, was alakinim. What akinim? So there's certain people that had to bring, we just talked about the pigeons and the doves, they had to bring birds as part of their karbanos. Azov, azova, oyeledes, you could bring it as an adava as well. Mesechtes kinim, by the way, makes the last blot that we learned look like a gadita. So Mesechtes kinim is from the hardest blot in Shas, seriously. From the hardest blot in Shas. Kinim is very complicated. Because it was complicated, a woman couldn't just buy a yeledes. She had a baby, she has to bring kinim now for her carbon. She couldn't just go ahead and buy kinim in her local, the local supermarket. So it was complex. So therefore, they would always buy it in the Makom HaMikdash. And they had someone who was special. He was a mumcha, he was like an actuary. He was a mumcha in kinim. So ala kinim, psach, who's psachya? Zeo. People's names. Psachia, people's names? Oh, Gemara's gonna discuss it. Very good. Nothing Gemara talks about it. Psachia Lakinim. Psachia Lakinim. Psachia Zeu Mordechai. Who's Psachia? He's Mordechai. That's who this person is. Mordechai Atzadik. Velaminikrishmai Psachia. Why was he called Psachia? You never knew him as Psachia. Shay Peseach Dvorim Vedarshan. Shivim Lashim. Psachia knew how to get people to communicate effectively. So a woman would come in, I have to, blah, and he would say, no, what do you mean? Said that. He would understand exactly what's Tetzach. The Gemara is going to give examples of it. Additionally, he knew 70 Lashonis, right? That's how he knew Bix and Viserish. Ben Achia, Al Choyle Meayin. He was in charge of people who had stomach aches. Nechun, the Gemara is going to talk about that as well. I told you it's a lot more interesting. Nechunya, Choyfer Shichin. He used to dig the holes for the Oile Regalim so that they should have water to drink. Gvini, that's a name. Cruz, his job was to call out. He made the announcements. You know, it's time to bring the carbon talmud. It's time to daven mincha, whatever it was. So Ben Gavar, what did he do? You know, the Meila Dazan. He did the announcement. Right, that's what I'm saying. Ben Gavar, on the Ila Sha'arim, he was in charge of opening and closing the Sha'arim, the gates. Ben Babi, Mamuna Lapkia, he was in charge of the Psilois, the wicks in the menorah. Ben Arza, Ala Tzolzol, he used to make noise, which told all the Levian that it's time to do their thing. Hugris Ben Levi Al Asher, he was the actual conductor. Yisrael Lam. Beis Garmu, what did he do? Al Maisa Lechem Aponim, he was in charge of Lechem Aponim, right? They're of Mishnah Yuma fame. That they, it's Garmu by the way, not Garmi. Right? They knew how to keep the Lechem, bake the Lechem in a way that it was going to stay fresh. Beis Avtinas, Al Maisa Yakhtiris, they know how to put it in a way that's going to be Maila Oshan really nicely. Ve'alazar Al Aparichas, he was in charge of the parochas. Upinchas Hamalbish, he would help people get dressed and undressed. Zok, that's the mission. All right, just one thing. We mentioned Psachia. Who's Psachia? not Chaya Tzadik. He was called Psachia. Why was he called Psachia? Shaya Peseach Dvarim V'Dorshon V'Yadeya B'Shivin Lashon. So a few things. First of all, Mordechai Tzadik is known in Tanakh as Mordechai Bilshon. Right? Mordechai Bilshon. Why was he called Bilshon? This Lashon. He knew he was Pesach. He was apparently an expert in languages, which is interesting because we know that, right? We always say that Mordechai knew 70 languages. Why?
Because he was a member of Sanhedrin.
Very good. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin had to know 70 Lashonis. But you see, from here that right, you always say that Mordechai knew 70 Lashonis because he was a member of the Sanhedrin. But you see, from here it was more than that. He was unique. He had a special expertise. He's called Mordechai Bilshon. He's called Psachia because of the mastery that he had on the Shivim Lashonis. Number one. Number two. I saw the Daf al Daf brings from the Chida, who brings from a Kadmon, an unbelievable remez. Mordechai is Psachia. He says that if you look carefully, Psachia is Merumas in Mordechai, Mordechai is Merumas in Psachia. If you can figure this out, by the way. Good, you're on the right path. So he says like this. Take Mem Reish Dalet Chaf Yuf, which is Mordechai. Pei Sof Ches Yud Hei is Psachia. The Pei is double the Mem. Mem is 40, Pei is 80. The Tof is double the Reish. 400 and 200. The Ches is double the Dalet. 8 and 4. So far, the first three oisies of Psachia, the Gematria, is double the first three oisies of Mordechai. The last two oisies goes the other way. The Yud of Mordechai is double the Chaf, I'm sorry, Chaf Yud of Mordechai. The Chaf of Mordechai is double the Yud of Psachia, 20 and 10. And the Yud of Mordechai is double the Hey of Psachia. So the first three Oisiyas, Psachia is double Mordechai. The last two Oisiyas, Mordechai is double Psachia. Mahakesher. So he says as follows. You read the story of Esther. Mordechai is Moisef Ahoylach. He starts off, he's a member of the Sanhedrin. He has a nice job. But at the same time, he's Moisef Ahoylach. Right? By the end of the Megillah, by the end of Sefer Esther, he's married to the queen, he has an inn, he has all Beis Haman, everything belongs to him. He was Mordechai, he's riding on the king's chariot, he's literally on top of the world. But at the very, very end, one of the last Pesukim Megillah Esther says, he was Rotsu, maybe the last Pesuk, he was Rotsu L'Roiv Echav. Why Roiv Echav? Says the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Melamed Shepirshu Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. That some of the Sanhedrin were perish from him. They went away from him. Why? They felt he got a little bit too involved in politics. They separated themselves from him. So Mordechai's story is, it's a story of a Yid who up, and then at the very end, he takes a little bit of a downturn. So Mordechai is Merumas and Psachia. He's Mordechai to Psachia. He's up. The first three Oisiyas is all double, but then at the end, the last two Oisiyas are Psachia. He's Poiches V'Hoylach. So Moisev V'Hoylach, Poiches V'Hoylach, that's the story of Mordechai's life. He was a Moisev V'Hoylach, and then at the very end, Pirshu Menu Mikta Sanhedrin. Just a little bit of a Yerida. The Chidah brings it, he says it's a Remez Nifla. He says it's very, very creative, really very smart. But at the same time, he has a problem with it. Because it comes out that the Yud Hei of Psachia is Merumiz on the Yerida Mordechai. The Shem Yud Kei, it's one of the names of Hashem. That's Merumiz on a Yerida. He says he doesn't like that. So the Chidah says, V'Einu Niraloi. But I'll tell you one interesting thing. So the Pasuk says that Mordechai Tzadik was Rotzui L'Roi V'Echad. Why Roi V'Echav? So he said, Shapir Shuvah Mikzanhedrin, they thought he was getting a little too involved in politics. There's an Eben Ezra who always is Mefarish Psuki Tanach. Al Derech HaPshat, the very end of Megillah says, he says, you know why people didn't like Mordechai? Why was Rotzui L'Roi V'Echad? Because he had too much going for him. He says, when somebody has everything going for him, inevitably people are not going to like him. He was Rotzui. He was married to Esther. He's the Gris Gvir. He's on the Sanhedrin. He was it. Somebody is so it, he's going to only be Rotzui L'Roi V'Echad. Inevitably, people are going to have detractors, right? People who are so successful very often have people that people don't like. So someone that doesn't like you, it's sometimes a good sign. But that's what he says. So Mordechai Tzadik was only Rotzui L'Roi V'Echad because...
that every day.
When 82% of people don't like you. He was Rotzui L'Roi V'Echad. Right, he still had a very decent approval rating. But I'll tell you, there's a pasuk in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha when Moshe gives the brachas, so it says, Ula Asher Omar. What's the bracha to Asher? Baruch mi bonim Asher, v'toyva yehi ritzu yecha, v'toyva b'shamin raglai. Baruch mi bonim Asher, he's going to have good children. Yehi ritzu yecha, people are going to like him, v'toyva b'shamin raglai. It's like the Pshalim Kluger, Nimri Shefer, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? It's Pshat in the Pasuk is like this. Asher got the bracha that everybody wants. He's Baruch mi bonim Asher, he has good kids. V'toyva b'shamin raglai, he has money. He has it made in the shade. Someone who has it made in the shade like that usually is people... don't like, people get jealous of. He's Ratzel Roivechav. He brings Eben Ezra, like you find by Mordechai. People, he was only Ratzel Roivechav. Zach the Pasuk, Afal Pike and Yehiru Tzuyecha. People are going to like him. That's Asher's Bracha. Baruch mi Banim Asher. V'toivel B'Shem Eragli and Afal Pike and Yehiru Tzuyecha. People are going to like him. That's the Shpitz Bracha. You're going to have it all, and people are going to forgive you also. That's Asher. Weiter. Reb Chizkiya, Omer Reb Simon, V'Rabbanim. Right, skit gefregt. Who are these 15 people? They all lived in one time. What exactly is going on? So, that they didn't live in one generation, but they were ksherim. So we're mentioning them because, you know, the most kosher person who was in charge of the kinim was Mordechai HaTzadik. Makes sense. The most kosher person who was in charge of the chesamos was Yochanan ben Pinchas, etc., etc. The other man said, no, whoever the town of the Mishnah was, whatever generation he lived in, he took a snapshot of the 15 people who lived in his dar, and he mentioned those 15. But as it relates to, they all lived in the same generation, they weren't all necessarily ksherim. So, here we'll read the parentheses. Mando Makshiri called over the. Or you can read the. Fine, that's why I'm reading the parentheses. Mando Makshiri called over the. Balim Nois. Al Kulon, the one that says that these were all Ksherim. Al Kulon, regarding all of them, it says. Zechatadak Levracha. These are obviously all good people. We'll see. Mando Makshiri, but the one that says that they weren't all necessarily Ksherim. Al Kulon, on them you can say. Vishem Risham Yirkov. That they're really Rishon. Then who's Zeichat Tzadik Levracha referring to? Al Ben Katan V'Chaver. So what does this Gemara mean? Because the truth is, there's a mission in the Masechta Zuma that mentions certain families that had certain talents that they shared with the Chachamim. The Chachamim were very happy with them. They said that these were really good people. And it says, then there were families that didn't share. And regarding those families, it says, the Shemer Sham Yirkov, they were viewed as Rishoy. Now, some of the families mentioned in the Mishnah of people that seem to have been bad guys, the Ilu Lignai, Shabbos Garmu, the family of Garmu, they knew how to keep the lechem upon them fresh, but they didn't teach it to the Chachamim. Shabbos Aftinos, they too, they knew how to do the Keteris the right way, but they didn't teach it. Hugras Ben Levi, he was the Yedei Beperek Bashir, he wouldn't share it. These seem to be bad people. According to the Mandama that says that the reason these are the ones mentioned in the Mishnah is because they're the Ksheri Shebechal Dairadar, that it's not the Elul Ignai, the Keret. These are good people, good families. So you have to say, you have to change the gears in the Mishnah and Yumah. That's what the Gemara is saying. So according to that Mandama, you have to change the gears in the Mishnah. You have to say that these are really all good guys. So who's the bad person in the Mishnah? It's one family. Ben Kamsar. Who was Ben Kamsar? Leirotza Lelamed Al Maisa Haksav. He knew how to write with all four of his fingers, all five of his fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, and he could write four letters at the same time. And the Chachamim wanted him to know how to write four letters at the same time, so they could write the Shem Havaya, and therefore, they were upset. Why didn't he teach them this talent? So you have to say that the Mishnah, they look nice, only referring to Ben Kamsar, because the other ones are mentioned in our Mishnah, and if our Mishnah is mentioning Sheir Shabbatar, obviously they're good people. So I'll just tell you one beautiful Mechaz Chinuch. The Mechaz Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin, he brings from the Noid of Yehuda, who says a chiddush that all the achrenim are metama, where the Noid of Yehuda got this chiddush from. Noid of Yehuda said that the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yudke Vovke, has to be written kesidron. It has to be written Yud, and then the Hey, and then the Vov, and then the Hey. You can't write it backwards, or first the Yud, then this, and it has to be written Yudke Vovke. That's what Noid of Yehuda says. And he says, if somebody writes a Sefer Torah, and the Shem Havaya wasn't written kesidron, it's a possible Sefer Torah. That's Noid of Yehuda's chiddush. So everybody, all that chayim want to know, we're not able to get it. There's no makar in Chazal. Doesn't say anywhere mafurish that the Shem Havaya has to be written kesidron. A regular ois doesn't. A regular word doesn't have to. If a regular word doesn't have to, why should the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei have to? Right. Not sure. I don't know. But that's the Neid Behuda. Zok to Mechaz Chinuch, make a Pashta Cheshbon. I'll tell you why it has to be that way. Beautiful Mechaz Chinuch. He says it's a Raya Barura. It's Pashta this way. He says when you sit down and you write the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, write a Keseder. You're going to write a Yud and a Hey. Then you're going to write a Vav. He says when you write that Vav, you have a little bit of a problem. You know what the problem is? The Shem Yud Kei is one of the names of Hashem. It's one of the names that you can't be moichik. We spoke about Sinab Yitzchakim. When you write the Vav, you're erasing the name Shem Yud Kei. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, it's not a problem, because you intend right afterwards to write the Hey. But he brings rayas that you find, like for example, when they used to make a neder, you would say you want this to be a carbon Lashem. So they said, don't say Lashem carbon, say carbon Lashem. Because you're going to say, I want it to be Lashem, and then you're going to, what happens if you don't end up making it as a carbon, you die, for example. So you're going to end up being moichik, Shem Shemayla Batala. So here too, how would we allow you to write Yud Kei and then Vav on taita the hachi that you're going to write another hey afterwards? What if you don't write the hey? You're going to end up being meichik the shem Hashem. You can't do that. It's poshit that what Chazal should have told you to do is they should have said write the shem yudke, then write the hey, and then afterwards write the vav. So if in the worst case scenario, if you never wrote the vav, at least you are meichik the shem yudke. Why did Chazal tell you to do that? Must be because it's possible. Must be because it has to be written Kisidron. If it has to be written Kisidron, you don't have a choice. Poshi says, that's the McCarthy, Neid Behuda. And now the Neid Behuda knew that you had to write a Kisidron, because if you didn't have to write a Kisidron, then you wouldn't be allowed to write a Kisidron. Because by writing a Kisidron, you'd be Moichik Deshem Yudke. Zokti Mechaz Chenoch, the fee this shmooz, I have a teretz to a kasha that always bothered me. Says the Mishnah says in Masechtis, Yuma, Ve'edu Lignai, Ben Kantzer. What Ben Kantzer? He knew how to write with all five of his fingers, write four oises at the same time. He didn't teach the Chacham had to do it, and they were very upset at him, and they said, "V'shem Yisham Yirka." Why did the Chachamim care so much about writing four oases at the same time? Vosgate Zayin Levi says, "You know why? You know who this problem? Because they wanted to be able to write the Shem Yudke Vavke without having a problem of Mechikas Hashem. If you can write all four oases at the same time, it's not Shaloi Kesidron because it was Bevas Achas, and at the same time, there's no issue Mechikas Hashem. That's Charifos. That's the Mechas Chenach." Zok to Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, "Lochein achalik loy berabim vesatzumim yichalik shalom." The perek in Novi is Yeshaya perek Nun Gimel, and it's referring to an Eved Hashem that's being suffered, that's being tortured, and he suffered a lot. And the pasuk says that because of the sins, because of the suffering of this Eved Hashem, he is going to because of the suffering of this Eved Hashem, the Yidden are going to get a big kapara. Who's this Eved Hashem that we're referring to? Zer Rabbi Akiva. It's referring to Rabbi Akiva who suffered. Where did Rabbi Akiva suffer? He suffered in the hands of the Romans. Zer Rabbi Akiva, Shehiskin, who was Mesake Medrash, Halachos, Vehagodos. The Eishayim Rim Samse, Elo Anche Knesset Agdoyla Tikno. It's referring to the Anche Knesset Agdoyla. Elamati Kain Zer, if the Anche Knesset Agdoyla were Mesake Medrash, Halachos, and Hagodos, what was Rabbi Akiva Mesake? Zer Klolos Upratos. Klalu Prat are one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Klalu Prat, Klal Prat or Klal, right? Riba Miut, Miut Riboy. So these halachas, this was Rabbi Akiva did a lot of work in those halachas, and that's who we're referring to. So this pasuk that says that somebody's going to be tortured, and because of his suffering, there's going to be a big kapara, who's it referring to? It's referring to Rabbi Akiva. Now it's interesting, on the side, there's another nusach in this Gemara. What was Rabbi Akiva Mesake? So we have it, Medrash, Halacha, and Agada. If you look on the side, it says Mishnah, Umedrash, and Halacha. It adds in Mishnah, which is interesting. Rabbi Akiva wrote the Mishnah. We all know who wrote the Mishnah. Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah. So without going into an Arichos, because it is an Arichos, but the Rambam in his Akdama to Yad Chazaka, and there's a tshuva from Rabbi Shri Rogoyin. There's a letter that Rabbi Shri Rogoyin wrote, obviously when he lived, and that letter is the basis to a lot of history, a lot of Jewish history that we know. It was like a very long letter, apparently, and there's a lot of history that came from that. But the Rambam and Rav Shirugan, they both say that people have a misconception. People think Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnah. Rabbi Danasi didn't write the Mishnah. He was Masada the Mishnah. He was Malakid it. He took Mishnais that had been written earlier. You have a Gemara right here. Who wrote the Mishnah? According to this Nuscha Sabavli. Who wrote it? Did Rabbi Akiva write it? Or maybe even Anshe Knesset Agdoyla. Anshe Knesset Agdoyla was Ezra HaSofer, Shimon HaTzadik. Said could be dates back, 500-600 years before Rabbi. They already wrote the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Danasi do? Say he was A, Malakid, B, he mass produced it. He distributed it. He wrote it for the rabbin. People used to have Mishnais and they would write it for themselves. But for the rabbins, the Rambam in his Akhtomet Yad Chazakev, he discusses this B'Harchava. If you want to look it up, Ayin Sham. But one other thing that we spoke at when we went to Erevin that I remembered, and that is who wrote a different Tanab? Well, our Gemara says Rabbi Kiva with Anshe Knesset Agdoyla. But it was like a liquid. We had a Mishnah that said Keitza Ma'abrin Esa'arin. It's an Erevin Mishnah. And there was a discussion in the Gemara. How do you spell the word Ma'abrin? Remember? With an Ayin or with an Aleph? And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different Shilas, where they have a Loshana Mishnah, and there's a discussion how you spell it. Freitam Eretzchias, how do you spell it? Open up a Mishnayas. Go to Sfurim Shang, open up a Mishnayas, and you'll see exactly how you spell it. What kind of discussion is this? So, to Eretzchias, we can raya to my theory that I've always had, and that is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't write the Mishnah. And even in the times of the Gemara, the Amiram, the Mishnah still wasn't written. He was only Masada the Mishnah. So, you had Mishnayas that have been written in the times, maybe even the Anshe Knesset Agdoyla. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came, he put it all together, but it was still given over midar ledar bal peh. All he did was masada the Mishnah. He didn't even write it. That's chiddush nifla. He says, and years later it was written down. But in the times of the Amoraim, says Maritzchias, you see from many Gemaras where they have discussion over gersai. Spell it this way, spell it that way. Like Pasha, you say maybe it was a shaila in the gersa. I don't know. You have a whatever. It wasn't clear. But no, that's what he says.
According to him, when that's Maritzchias.
I don't know, but he says, you see, even the times of the Amoraim, it still had not been, it had still not been written down. Vayter, Omer Rabbo, the pasuk says, Mishpachay Seifrin Yoshve Yavitz. So it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. I'm going to need you to move over a drop. Who are these Seifrin referring to? El Shasva Satera Sfeiros Sfeiros. It's talking about Chachamim that they used to give numbers, like mnemonics, numbers for different halachas. For example, Chamisha Loyetreimo Truma. Five people shouldn't give Truma. Hey, Dvar Mechayim Mechal. There are five things that are Chayim Mechal. Chamesh Esrei Nashim Poishas are Yisayim. Shloishim Vesheish Krisis Bater. 36 people are Chayim Karis. Shalosh Esrei Dover never been Nivlas Oif. 13 things were said regarding Nivlas Oif. Hatar Dalit Avos Nezikin Avos Melachas Baruch Hasachas. Right, 39 Melachas. They gave numbers to different halachas. Like this would be easier to remember. Amar Rabbi Lozik Siv. It says regarding Ezra Hasoifer. So the pasuk says Vizer Parshegen Hanushtavon. Okay, Ashenas Melach Hatachto. It says La Ezra Hakoyin Hasoifer Soifer Divrei Mitzvah Hashem. Ezra Hasoifer. Who was Soifer? It seems to be redundant. It says Amar Rabbi Lazar Ksiv La Ezra Koyin Hasoifer Matam Olimer Soifer. Why is he Soifer twice? Ella Kishem Shal Yosoifer B'Divrei Torah. Just like he was a Soifer, Ezra described, right? We had earlier the Sefer Torah of Ezra. They used to check it, right? There was two Gersoyes, Sefer HaZara, or Sefer Ezra. It was funded from the Chumash Halishka. Kacha Yosoifer B'Divrei Chachamim. He used to count. He made Sfuros Sfuros. Even in Teresh Shabbat Pet type things, he would also make Sfuros. Reb Chagi B'Shem Reb Shulman Nachman. Harishonim. So he heard all this. He said, Harishonim Charshu V'Zaru. They plowed, they sold. Nichashu, Kischu, Aljru, Katsru, Amru, Dashu, Zaru, Biru, Tichanar, Kidu, Lashu, Kitva, Vafu. They prepared so... What's that? They prepared so much for us to be able to reap tvua, and that we should be able to, you know, have chalos for Shabbos. The anu ain't lo malecha. After all that, it's going to be sad. Right, Chum, you see how hard they work. They made tzvuros, 5 this, 13 that, 39 this, and still we don't know anything. Yes, Rab Abba Bar Zemina B'Shem Rab Zeira said as follows. On the note of how the Deiris of Rishonim was so much greater than us, so he said something that is well known in Bavli, not as well known in Yerushalmi. In Havun Kadmo in Malachin, if the previous generations were like Malachin, Anan Bnei Anash, we're like people. Vim Havun Bnei Anash, if the previous generations were like people, Anan Chamorin, we are like donkeys. Omer Ramona Bahishaita, Ramona said at that time, Afilu Kichamarte, the Rapinchas Benyor, Loy Idmeninu in Chamarte. So you get the point, but in Bavli Lashon it goes a little more geshmit, and basically in Bavli Lashon it is Amar Abzeira Amar Rav Bar Zimuna. You know, miss Bavli when you hear this. Im Rishonim Bnei Malachim Anu Bnei Anashim. Vim Rishonim Bnei Anashim Anu Kichamoyrim. V'loy Kichamoyrim Shal Rav Chanina Ben Doisa V'shal Rav Pinchas Ben Yair Elo Kishai Chamoyrim. Like other Chamoyrim, right? The Belt says, I think they say this from Kiva Eger. From Kiva Eger used to teach. From Kiva Eger, it's interesting now. Zog from Kiva Eger. He used to say, Im Rishonim Kim Malachim. If we look at the previous generations and we see them as Malachim, we appreciate them for who they were, Anu Kibnei Adam. Then we at least, it shows that we're people. But in Rishonim Kibnei Adam, if we think that the Gedolim of the previous generations were Bnei Adam, Anu Kichamoyim, that's a sign that we're Chamoyim. Rav Kiva Eger. Zokti Gemara, on the note of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoris Chamoyim. Chamarte, yeah, this is a little bit like yesterday's daf, you'll see. Chamarte de Rav Pinchas Ben Yor, the Chamor Rav Pinchas Ben Yor, Gan Vesei Listoi Balalio. So the listim stole them one night. Right? In other words, in Bavli Lashon, they stole Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey. Of this Tamir Gabayin Tosin, they hid the donkey for 3 days. It didn't want to eat. Basat Lasayim, and after 3 days, Imluchun Machzarta. They decided they're going to give it back. Amri, why did they decide to give it back? They said, Afkinu min hachad leitemus gabah. We don't want it to die here. If it's going to die, people are going to smell the dead donkey. And Artin is the dog, the hint bagrubin, right? They're going to know that we're the ganav. They're going to want to take it back. I mean, we're going to go after us. Amri, they said, Afkinu min hachad leitemus gabah. Afkuna, so they let it loose. Ozla, so where did the donkey go? The Kamasla Taridamar went to the front door. Step of its owner. Sharius Manhakis. It started making a lot of noise. Omaloin Paschun Lahada Alufto. The Isla Tlasim Tomakum. So Pinchas Meir heard its donkey making noises. Let him in. I know it wasn't with me for 3 days. It's been lost. It definitely didn't eat for 3 days. So let him in. Paschun lost. The donkey entered. But Allah's law, you said that is not his name.
killed his wife. Make a meal quick. Bring out the chalent. Warm it back up.
They treat the workers like part of the family. I don't know.
It's a great pause like that. Barry, do you want to say? You have the besifta. Come on, take it away. Nah, I'm kidding. So, the isla tasiyam the atomic club pasuk of all this on my loin. What? I don't even know why this is funny. I think after yesterday's stuff, everything is funny. On my loin. Where are we? Yavala klum techel. So, yavala klum techel. Yavin kuma soirin. So they gave him soirin barley. Vele basla mechel. Not even barley every 3 days.
Come on. Make me a steak.
A part of a cholent, you know? Yeah. I'm in lay. So they said, Rebbe, like basla mechel. Right? The donkey doesn't want. Dude, shy as ug. Yeah.
We would, but we just can't protect.
Any one of us would have.
No. Like Basle Amr Le Rebbe, like Basle Mechel. He doesn't want to eat. Amr Le, Misaknu Ninun. Did you give Maisa? You gave Chumas and Maisa from this food? Maybe that's why he doesn't want to eat. Right? The Chamar doesn't want to eat Tevel. Amr Le, they said, no, we gave Chumas and Maisa. Amr Le, Varim, so Demayan. Did you take Demay? What's Demay? Demay is that when you buy pears from an Amoritz, so even though they write, so we could assume that he gave Chumas and Maisa, but Rabban, we have to assume maybe he didn't. Did you give Demay? So Amr Le, so they told him, Oi, Kane Olfen Rebbe, didn't you teach us? Zera le behema. If somebody buys food for an animal, or kemach loiris, he buys flour to, as part of the process, for the tanning process. Shemen lo or, if he buys oil for just for light, fatim ad mai. You only have to give to mai if you yourself are going to eat it, but if it's being used for something, you don't have to give to mai. On my loins, he told him, anavalo la da lufta, vazalach ton mit da aluva, with this donkey over here. Dahim a chamra al garmish, he's a machmir. Sagin, varim medamian, vachlis. Hey, what a head. They gave the mai, and boom, and the chamura, Pinchas Ben Yahir. All
right.
Let's go back to it. We'll get back to this tomorrow. Psachi, a little, this is what the talk had on the chamura, Pinchas Ben Yahir. Psachi ala kinim. Psachi was in charge of the kinim. We said, who was Psachi? Mordechai Atzadik. Po yurei magodol ukoicha shal oisishi. See how talented Mordechai was. On top of everything else, right? We said he had everything going for him. He was even talented. Poisech dvarim v'darshan. He knew how to get people to say what, what they really wanted to say. Your day in Bayan Lushin.
Put it in a nice one
line. Tony Sanhedrin Sheyesh Bam Shnayan. Shechem Ladab. Sanhedrin that has two people that know how to speak 70 Lashonos. The cool, everybody else are in Lashmoya. They only understand it. I raise a real Sanhedrin. Okay, it could be a Sanhedrin. You don't need everyone in the Sanhedrin to be Baki Bazayan Lashonos. Ayan Lashonos. Not like we always thought. The Kulon Gimel, let's say three know how to speak Ayan Lashonos. The rest only know understand it. Well, the truth is they all have to understand it. I raise Umeninus. That's like a Beninus. Choshev already. Dalit Arezu Chachama. That's already lights out. Ubiyavna Hayabadal. There were four Dayonim on the Sanhedrin in Yavna, when the Yidden were in Yavna, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavna, that knew how to speak 70 Lashonas. Who are they? Ben Azai, Uben Zoyma, Uben Chachinoi. There was once upon a time where there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael. They had to bring the carbon omer, Tezai Nisan, but they didn't have an omer of tefuah to be makriv on the mizbech. They couldn't find anything that was from the tefuah chadasha. There was a person who was dumb. I mean, he couldn't speak, he couldn't hear, he was an ilim. He was trying to communicate, but he couldn't. So he put one hand on a roof, and one leg on a hut. But no one knew what he was trying to say. They brought him to Mordechai. Amar lohu, they told him, "Is asad the miskaya gagas srifin? Is there a place that's called gagas srifin? Right, the roof on the hut. Oh, it's srifin gagas, and maybe the other way around." Ozen l'tavan, they said, "Yeah, there is." They went there, the Ashkechon, and they found tefuah chadasha. They were able to bring the carbon omer. Amar Rabbi Yosi beRab Yon, pamachas nishtav kol olam kulay. There was a shidafin. Again, there was like a drought in the entire world. They didn't know where to bring the omer from. Vavetam chadilim. There was a person who couldn't talk. Davi Yov Yodel Eni, but was putting a hand on his eye. The Yodel Sucha, another one like by the door where they put the lock of the door. I soon the Gabi Psachio. They didn't know what he was talking about. Again, they brought him to Psachio. I'm a loin. Is Asad the Miskaya in Seicher? Is Seicher Ayin? Is there a place that's called Ayin Seicher Seicher Ayin? Right? The Ayin and the Seicher? The Ozan Tamar, the Ashkel. They went in and they found it. Another story. Gimel Noshin Eviu Kinem. There were three women that brought a can to the Beis HaMikdash. Achas HaMeres, one said, I'm bringing it Le'inosi. The Achas HaMeres, the other one said, I'm bringing it Le'yamosi. The Achas HaMeres, the other one said, I'm bringing it Le'zivosi. The one that said, I'm bringing it from my Ainosi, people thought, she must be a Zava, and there's a lot of blood that's coming from her, like a Mayan, like a well, and therefore, she wants to bring a carbon, a can, for her Zava. Amaloin. So he said, no, Mordechai was there. He said, it's not what it means. He was psachia. He was mamunan akinim. He said, it's not what it is. Ba'ayno sakonas. What she means to say is, ba'aynosi, not miloshin mayan, but miloshin ayin, eye. She had a sakana in her eye, and she made a nedava that she's going to bring a can to the Beis HaMikdash. So she doesn't want to bring a can because she's a zava, but rather it's a nedava. It's a nedava that she wants to bring because of, instead of bringing a carpet taida, she's bringing this can. Zusha mes liyamasi, when they said liyamasi, sabre me meshefaski yam. They thought that maybe she's bleeding like a yam. Amaloi, no, biyama sakonis. I was in the yam, and there were these big waves, and I thought my life was in danger, and that's why I promised that I'm going to bring a can. Different halach, different type of carbon, different halachas. Zusha mes lizivasi, sabre me mezava, ma'am. Is that for sure she's a zava? She said lizivasi. Amaloi, no, zev balita les bana. There was a wolf that came, wanted to take her son, and she was saved, and that's why she's bringing Lizzie Vossi, because she was saved. Again, it's supposed to be in the Dava. So you see that Mordechai knew, had to understand what people were really saying. Ben Achia. Who was Ben Achia? They were in charge of people that had stomach aches. Right? Who was that? Was Ben Achia?
Gastroenterologist.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Ben Achia, Al Chayla Meyai. Why do people have stomach aches in the Beis HaMikdash? Aydesha Yukehanim, Mahalchim. The Atesha Hayo Kehanim Halchin Yechefim. The Kehanim, they used to walk barefoot, ala Ritzpa, on the floor. Vayo Oichlin Basar B'Shei Samayim, and they would eat basar and they would drink water. That's the key. They used to drink water. Vayo Bolu De Chayla Meayin. You know, it's amazing. Today we drink water because we take for granted the fact that we have clean water. In the olden days, they always drank wine. Why didn't they drink water? So Pasha Pshat, right? I mean, if you study history, they didn't drink water because the water was clean. They used to die from drinking water. They had epidemics were spread through water. They couldn't drink water. Right? They said the Black Plague when someone poisoned the water, and then 20 million people died. Right. What do you mean? They had to be mazik the yayin with water. Interesting. I hear. Hey, what are you saying? Right. Right. Burns the soref. So they drank water, but the problem is basically that you couldn't drink wine. Why couldn't you drink wine? Because you can't. Cain's not allowed to drink wine while he's doing the avodah. So they drank water. Inevitably, they had stomach aches. This Ben Achia knew Dein Chamer Tov L'Maya. So what do you do when you have a stomach ache? You drink wine, right? Because you just have to know which wine. So he knew which wine. Hai Dein Chamer Tov L'Maya. The Hai Dein Chamer Samom L'Maya.